Hello, my name is Kevin. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey today. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Thank you. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Can you say that again?
Yep. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
No, it's not.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Oh, I'm going to oppose the fuck out of that.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
No.
You oppose. Okay, thank you. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youths?
They want to kill themselves, let them.
Okay, so you will oppose, you say, right?
Yep.
Okay, sir, thank you. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
Oppose.
Thank you, sir. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include